Hi, Hector. I hear you have recently graduated from the University of New Mexico. Could you take a second to introduce yourself?
Yeah, like you said, my name is Hector Lara, and I am a father of four daughters, married, and a veteran. And that's pretty much it. Just a recent graduate of UNM from the major in geography, GIS concentration, and a minor in sustainability studies.
Awesome. What got you interested in sustainability?
Well, I just my love for the outdoors. I grew up in a rural area in Colorado, northern Colorado. And I was looking into some agricultural programs, but kind of stumbled upon UNM and sustainability studies, which I'm actually grateful for because I think it gave me a broader view of our dilemma right now with climate change and what we need to do as a society to. It's harsh saying eliminate climate control, but at least reduce our carbon footprint.
Definitely. So, could you briefly describe what your capstone project was about and what inspired it?
So my capstone project is, it was originally, because before COVID, originally it was going to be basically, I wouldn't say creating a program, I was going to try to create a program to view land managers, landowners' property, and spot erosion areas, erosion, basically soil erosion areas, topsoil, and just be able to quickly identify those spots using GIS technology, remote sensing technology, and write up a program that's based off permaculture and approach the landowner. And basically inform him of what's going on with his topsoil, because it takes hundreds, if not thousands of years just to create 12 inches of topsoil. And as you know, the microorganisms create a very fertile area for anything to thrive. So anyway, so my capstone project was that. So what I did is I shortened it and I did what I could do here on my land. And I created what you call a Zuni bowl. And the Zuni bowl is very simple. You use rocks and you create this erosion prevention bowl for water to run into and slow it down. It churns it, really slows it down, and it helps prevent soil erosion down the road. And it's something anybody can do, community can do. Some friends, you just grab some friends and go ahead and tackle it. And it's just one small step, but I believe that if a lot of people do it, it would really help preventing oil erosion loss. Basically, that's pretty much it.
Oh, that's so cool to hear. What is something that your project and or participation in the Sustainability Studies program taught you that you would have looked past otherwise?
Goodness, I think the basically the community aspect of the three pillars of sustainability. I mean, it. I think we're also, we're all so involved with us and me, we, especially social media, I want attention, that the sustainability program really focuses on gearing students towards learning about what can help the community and quit being so, and prevent us from being so self-centered, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I don't know if I would have got that from any other program that I would have been interested in. Like I said, sustainability is important because it helps us really learn from the ground up, just methods of learning something we can do individually, and gradually learn as a community or gather the community, and just help with our earth, with us, with just the basically well-being of the community and humans, I guess. It sounds so simple, but yet so hard, I think, for anybody really to really pinpoint. And I think that if someone does something, I know it sounds cliche, but if somebody does some little thing, we all learn eventually, it becomes one mass thing. So I that's my belief in why I think sustainability is very important.
Well, that's great. I love that. Do you plan on incorporating sustainability concepts in your life moving forward? And if so, how do you plan on doing this?
I do. Me personally, on my property, I live on 20 acres, my wife and I, and my four daughters. And I mean, I just installed a wind turbine. I have a solar system. I eventually want to get into reusing our gray water for our garden, grow some mini orchard, I guess, plant some clover, and just really start permaculture based, start working with the soil. And not only that, but eventually kind of turn it into like a mini farm, a sensory farm for children with disabilities or anybody that really wants to come take a look. And I just got a job offer with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. So I think that's a good starting point, obviously, with the conservation side of things. So I definitely am going to go that route, eventually maybe make an impact with what I learned here at UNM.
Great. Well, it was so great to hear from you and to hear about your project. And I'm really excited to hear what you're going to do with your future. And I hope you have a good one and are safe.
Thank you so much. Bye.